The Gospel reading for this sixth reflection is taken from Luke chapter 12, verses 32 to 40. Lord, strengthen us in your service and fill our hearts with longing for your kingdom. Amen. We begin today's Gospel reading with some encouragement and reassurance, which is good to hear and to remind ourselves of. I feel we spend so much of our time trying to get things right, a little like I mentioned in my first reflection. We spend our lives as disciples trying to figure it all out. But the opening of today's gospel is a real reminder for us. Jesus says, "Do not worry or be afraid, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom." I feel it's a bit of a wow moment, a reminder that God has given us the kingdom. In fact, God delights to give it to us. I wonder how much we sit with that. Just that one statement, God delights to give us the kingdom. The kingdom on earth as in heaven, the eternal kingdom. We're in it and part of it. Sometimes we focus so much on the kingdom to come and forget we're in it, right now, partakers, part of the eternal. The glory after each psalm or canticle is a reminder, as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. But I wonder what the kingdom means to us. What does it mean in our daily lives as we live it on earth, as in heaven? So I thought we could pause and just sing together a hymn, which might help us to reflect on what the kingdom life means to us. The hymn is "The Kingdom of God."
The kingdom of God is justice and joy. For Jesus restores what sin would destroy. God's power and glory in Jesus we know, and here and hereafter the kingdom shall grow. The kingdom of God is mercy and grace. The captives are freed, the sinners find place. The outcast are welcomed, God's banquet to share. And hope is awakened in place of despair. The kingdom of God is challenge and choice. Believe the good news, repent and rejoice. His love for us sinners brought Christ to this cross. Our crisis of judgment, for gain or for loss. God's kingdom is come, the gift and the goal. In Jesus begun, in heaven made whole. The heirs of the kingdom shall answer his call. And all things cry glory to God all in all.
As we sang that, I wonder what parts stood out for you. Sometimes when we talk of the kingdom, it can seem so abstract. But the words of this hymn help us to maybe see some of the kingdom in our everyday. Justice and joy, Jesus restoring. The moments when we feel justice is served, when a perpetrator of domestic abuse is finally charged with the harm he has caused to countless women and prevented from doing so again. The joy of a newborn baby coming into the world, the preciousness of a newborn life. Mercy and grace. How many times do you feel grace has been given to you? Perhaps the situation you were dreading or fearing turns out to be less troublesome than you thought. Captives are freed, sinners find a place, and outcasts are welcomed. Victims of abuse who find healing. Those who have hurt another say sorry. Criminals who find a different pathway away from crime. The work of food banks and homeless shelters who welcome those on the margins. Hope is awakened. Challenge and choice. Having the free will to choose, especially in our society, where, for example, we can sit freely and worship with no fear of persecution. The challenge of knowing that for so many around the world, it isn't like that. The kingdom has come, the gift given to us that has begun with Jesus. There are probably so many examples that come to your mind as we sung that. I came into my faith in my 30s, previously having believed in God, but I would never have said I had a living faith up until then. So I have that distinction of having lived a life without a faith and living with a faith. There was one of many poignant things that struck me when I came into my faith, and that was that I gained an eternal perspective. I had always lived with a fear of death, but my faith changed all of that, because I came to understand that my life in God's kingdom wasn't finite, it was infinite. There was no longer an end point. God showed me it was eternal. So that eternal perspective changed everything. I could understand how all that we did here on earth had a place in the whole kingdom, not just the heavenly. The two were interconnected. And that it wasn't just a matter of waiting around for it all to happen at the end time, but all that is now is part of the whole. Jesus is encouraging his disciples and us to keep our hearts and minds on the kingdom, the eternal, the things which have an everlasting, and not to get ourselves too worried about the temporal things which will not last. That's where I'd been stuck in my life without God. The temporal were my life. I didn't know anything else. And the problem with the life lived to the temporal things is that it's a constant search to fill life with the things that we think will fulfill the deep need within. But they don't, because they're temporal. And it's not that we don't need the temporal things. We need many of them to survive and live. But it's that our hearts aren't set or preoccupied with them. So maybe it's an opportunity to reevaluate priorities, individually and as a community. One of the things we do regularly as sisters is ensure that personal belongings don't pile up. We regularly check that what we have, what we need and what we don't need, and what we can pass on to others. So a little like clearing out the cupboards and drawers, every now and then we need to clear out our priorities. Are we getting too preoccupied with things which are taking more from us than is needed, just because we've always done it like that? Is it still the priority for us to do it that way? Can it be let go of, changed, simplified? And does doing that allow the priorities to shift, to have more time for the everlasting, the relationships, the love of another, the love of God, making time to just be with God, in nature, in prayer, serving another? Some of the aspects of discipleship that we've been looking at over the last few weeks. Where your heart is, there is your treasure also. Jesus encourages us to live our lives ready, like the servants waiting for their master to come home. They have their lamps lit ready, already immersed in the kingdom life. So as we come to the end of this series of reflections, it is an opportunity to reflect on our own discipleship and perhaps to consider one further question. How are you embracing the kingdom that God delights in giving you? Lord, send us out. Send us out from our buildings, full of history and comfort and meaning, and lead us into your world as your disciples, where the story is still being written. Send us out with our hearts full of love and concern and fear and hope, and lead us into your heart for this blessed and beautiful world where the story is still being written. Continue to bless all the ways we seek to move from where we are to where you want us to be. Lord, send us out and remind us, remind me, that the story is still being written. Amen.